Penguin Random House Audio presents Finding Gideon by Eric Jerome Dickey. Read for you by Dion Graham. Whoever fights monsters should see to it that in the process, he does not become a monster. And if you gaze long enough into an abyss, the abyss will gaze back into you. Friedrich Nietzsche. Prologue. Argentina. Yesterday. Winter. Early morning. Crowded train leaving the Retiro terminal in Buenos Aires. The assassin Medianoche had been cornered. His team, the Four Horsemen, temporarily outwitted. Gideon said, "The gun. Use two fingers. Grip it by the barrel. No fast movements." Medianoche tightened his jaw, defiant toward the younger assassin, no man's prisoner. The seasoned warrior wasn't accustomed to being at a disadvantage. Gideon repeated himself, his voice hard, eyes focused. His last warning. Medianoche eased his gun out of his coat, business end first. Gideon took the weapon, tossed it out of the window of the 30-year-old train as it rambled through the rail yard. Medianoche stared at the rugged young man as the rugged young man stared at him. Gideon said, "You're older. Gray hair. Scarred up. But it's you." Medianoche ignored the rambling description, kept his attention on Gideon's eyes. Gideon growled, "You were shot in North Carolina." Medianoche barked out his anger, "Who are you?
I'm asking.